Hey, what's going on, Dave? How are you?
I'm good. Good. Looking forward to talking with you.
So you're going to be back here on Long Island because on Friday, not only will you be at Looney Tunes, but the new album, the final album, Megadeth, comes out. As we get closer to that release date of this milestone, is it sinking in like that this is the final album? And doesn't it feel like the first one came out like, you know, 8 months ago and now here we are, the final album?
Doesn't it feel like that? You know, there are times when it just feels surreal, knowing that this has been my life for so long, and that life is going to have a new paradigm shift. But I've enjoyed every step of the way, every encounter, good or bad.
Album again, like I said, is out Friday. A lot of news about your inclusion of Ride the Lightning on the record. You want to talk about that?
Well, it was kind of like closing the circle. You know, I've always thought that James was a great guitar player and that Lars was a really talented songwriter. So we've always contemplated having a track on the album that wasn't ours, or in this case, it was a version of a song that I had written earlier in my career. And I thought it was a great idea. It was suggested by my son and my management company. And I thought that was really a clever suggestion. When we approached the song, we knew, you know, whenever we've done any kind of song cover, we try to do it as good or better. And it, you know, it's a pretty tall order to do it better than them. So we just figured we would make a little bit of some subtle changes. Like we sped it up a little bit. We, at the end where there's a bunch of drum fills, I talked to Dirk and I said, why don't you have fun with those drum fills there? And I said the same thing with the solos. I said to Tim, I said, if we copy Kirk's solo note for note, all we're doing is copying somebody copying me. And I think that we should probably do what feels right, honor Kirk, because he's a great guitarist. And, you know, once he's done being honored and James and Lars are done being honored, then, you know, it's just a song after that. And we had fun doing it. You know, the only thing that was strange to me was the singing part, because, you know, James and I have two very distinctive voices, and they're, you know, immediately identifiable, but they're... you know, they're not at all alike. And I think when time comes to look at his voice, I needed to sing it differently because my voice is different. So that was cool for me, being able to sing that song too, because, you know, James got a great voice, and having my voice on there now was what made the difference.
The tracks that I heard off of it, it's sounds great. Puppet Parade, Let There Be Shred, we've been playing here. And another cool thing that I just found out about is this Megadeth Behind the Mask. It's a documentary, and it's going to be shown this week, Thursday and Friday. There's going to be actually a few theaters here on the island, Showcase Cinema Deluxe in Farmingdale and the Regal Deer Park, that's going to show this. And it's a documentary that leads into the discussion of the final album. Is that how it's being billed, Dave?
Well, I don't know exactly if that's how it's being billed per se, but I do know that we've got the documentary that tells anybody who's a new fan what the history of the band is in a very entertaining way, and that we also get to air the new album, which is something that we want to do. We want to make sure that we spend as much time as we can with the fans, with the new music, and all around celebrating. You know, it is time to celebrate, and that's what I think we want to do. We want to make sure we do.
Yeah, celebration of, you know, 40 plus years of just amazing music that you've provided everybody that is a fan of that genre with. You know, as we come to a close, like I said, you'll be doing a signing here on Long Island at a record store called Looney Tunes, where the album will be sold. years ago, people still talk about this signing at a record store you did on Long Island in Valley Stream. It's a place that's long gone now called Slip Disc Records. So I guess my one of my final questions for you is, you know, after 40 plus years of doing this as Megadeth and even longer beforehand, what has this area meant to you and how has this area treated you all this time in the Long Island, New York area?
Well, I don't have a lot of memories or experiences with Long Island, but we did have a manager that lived out there. So I did go out there several times and I thought it was really a neat community. In general, It's hard for me to isolate people in New York because the state is so different from upstate New York down to the city, Manhattan, the border with New Jersey and so on. So it's kind of hard to stack them up against each other, but I've found that Long Island's definitely a metal place.
Yes, it's a metal place, both, you know, for the lighter fare and much heavier fare. And Megadeth will be in the area in Jersey, Harrison, New Jersey, September 5th and 6th. Hopefully you come back and do a headlining date somewhere on Long Island or in the city, because, like you said, it's a metal place and everybody would love to see you. And they can see you Friday for the album Megadeth, the final album that is going to be released. Megadeth Behind the Mask is out this Thursday and Friday, and there'll be some details that we'll tell people about the theaters. And thank you so much, Dave. I know you're pressed for time, so I appreciate you taking the time out to speak to me today.
You are absolutely welcome, Rob.